She hadn't left the flat in 2 weeks. Not even her loosest clothes could mask the bump that had emerged with alarming suddenness. Glass wasn't sure how much longer her mother would be able to make excuses for her. She'd stopped responding to her friends' messages, and eventually, they'd stopped sending them. Everyone except for Wells, who contacted her every day without fail. Glass pulled up her message queue to reread the note he'd sent her that morning.
"I know something must be wrong, and I hope you know that I'm always here for whatever you need. But even if you don't or can't write back, I'm going to keep filling your queue with my stupid ramblings because, no matter what happened, you're still my best friend and I'll never stop wishing you were here."
The rest of the note went on to talk about Wells's frustrations with officer training, then ended with a few cryptic allusions to something about Clark. Glass hoped there was nothing seriously wrong. Clark needed to realize how good she had it. She would never find a sweeter, smarter boy on Phoenix. Although the honor of the sweetest, smartest boy in the colony went to Luke. Luke, who was no longer in her life. The only thing that kept Glass sane was the growing presence inside her. Placing her hand on her stomach, Glass whispered to the baby, telling him again. She felt certain, somehow, that it was a boy. How much she loved him. There was a sudden knock at the door, and Glass hurried to stand up, to try to run into her bedroom and lock it shut. But the three guards had already burst inside. "Glass Sorensen?" one of them barked, his eyes traveling to her stomach, the bump glaringly obvious. "You are under arrest for violation of the Gaia Doctrine."
"Please just let me explain,"
she gasped as panic gushed through her. It felt like she was drowning. The room was spinning, and it was hard to tell which words were coming out of her mouth and which were dashing manically through her skull. In a flash, one of the guards grabbed her arms and wrenched her wrists behind her back while another secured them with cuffs.
"No," she whimpered. "Please, it was an accident."
She pressed her feet into the floor, but there was no use. The guards were forcibly dragging her across the room.